Images of the Czech radio building on Vinohradská Street have been on display all over Prague in recent weeks, in memory of the key role that the building played during the Soviet-led invasion in 1968. But for nearly the last year, the historic site itself has been covered in scaffolding as the building undergoes a complete refit inside and out. It will take nearly another year to restore the building to its former glory. But to check out how the work is getting on, Rosie Johnston donned a hard hat and took a tour.
I'm currently walking through the underground of the Czech radio building, but not necessarily as you or I know it. Instead of all the sort of elegant marble floors of yore, there's rubble all over the place, and workers, wherever I look, digging, drilling, scooping up mess, etc.
Some of the most famous Czech Radio Symphony Orchestra recordings were made over the years in the building's Studio Number 1. Today, the studio is a roofless, hollowed shell, and the sounds emanating from the space are slightly less than symphonic. Czech Radio's Director General Václav Kasík nonetheless has high hopes for the space.
Nacházíme se v slavném studiu 1. Já vím, že vy ho takhle nepoznáte, ale
here we are in the famous Studio Number 1. Maybe it doesn't look like a studio right now, but let me remind you that this is one of the most central places in Czech radio's history. The work going on here right now is to prepare the space acoustically. This studio is actually above the Vinohradská railway tunnel and the metro. So we are finally insulating the studio properly against vibrations from the trains. When it was built 70 years ago, the number of trains passing beneath the studio was many times less. In recent years, the increasing number of trains has caused us many problems.
V roce 32 taková frekvence v tunelech nebyla, metro taky ne.
Later on in the radio building tour, I asked Mr. Kasík, who's worked for many years at Český rozhlas, whether he recognized the edifice in its current state.
No, poznáme ji určitě, protože ona se zas jako vizuálně moc nezmění.
Yes, I definitely do recognize the place, because visually speaking, it isn't going to be changing all that much. The only difference is that the construction materials themselves and the technology inside the building will be modernized. I'm really happy with the way the project is progressing, and I think it is being done sensitively and well.
Zkláním se před zhotovitelem, před stavařem a pracuji citlivě a dobře.
The work is set to be finished next April, and if all goes to plan, then Czech radio employees will be back in the building by next July. The drawings of the end product look impressive, and the work going on inside looks very promising indeed. But there's going to need to be one big sweep up before all of that happens, given the state of everyone's footwear at the end of the tour.
And that report by Rosie Johnston leads us into this week's From the Archives with David Vaughan.